Welcome back to the Lightseekers Lounge. I'm Annie Love, and this is episode 87 and the beginning of season 5, kicking off for the year at episode 87. I know we are definitely past midway in February now, but I'm still feeling those New Year vibes. So I hope you will bear with me as I do a little reflection episode on the previous 12 months and share some of my goals for 2023. I am pleased to report that we have recently sold our house at auction. And if you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, you can go back and listen to episode 86, where I talked through our end of year adventure and our unexpected house purchase. I've learnt so many lessons through the process over the last couple of months of buying and selling a house, so I'll probably do a whole episode on it in weeks to come. And I don't mean the kind of lessons like, you know, which agent should you choose, but just bigger life lessons that I've learned along the way. So can't wait to share that with you. But today I'm going to do a little wrap up of 2022, the highs, the lows, the lessons, and share my goals for 2023 with you. Now, if you've been around these parts for a while, you'll know that I often use Susanna Conway's Unravel Your Year workbook to reflect on the previous 12 months. And I'll put a link in the show notes if you would like to do that as well. Susanna puts a workbook on her website every year, and it's a great document to be able to work through and think about some prompts that she gives you for reflecting on the previous year. I also go through the photos on my phone and my calendar and write down events and highlights and other memories for each of the months of the year. And that helps me map out the highs and the low points across the year. And then I can say farewell and thank 2022 for all that it has brought into my life. All right, ready? Let's get started. Hello, fellow seeker of light, and welcome to the Light Seekers Lounge. I'm Annie Love, and I'm a certified coach for incredible humans who want to build wholehearted businesses. I help them master their mindset, create simple strategies, and take meaningful action towards their goals in a soul-nourishing way that honors their business, their family, and most importantly, themselves. I'm also a wife and a mom to 3 gorgeous boys. Our parenting journey has been, well, a bit of a roller coaster. And while our family has navigated some pretty tumultuous times, I've learned just how important it is to keep seeking the light and the joy. Even in the midst of darkness, I believe that we can find light on the other side, even if the landscape is different to how we expected it to look. Here in the Light Seekers Lounge, we're going to share stories and conversations about how we create our best life, even when things feel hard. Thank you for being a light seeker with me. I am so glad you're here. Now, let's get on with the show. So let me kick off with the low points. It was a pretty tumultuous start to the year, especially the school year, but gosh, year in general, 2022, I think we finished the year generally thinking we're going to draw a line in the sand and it's going to feel so much easier from here on in, and we have had a pretty intense couple of years. So I think, like most people, I was feeling pretty hopeful for the year ahead, and then started 2022 and felt a little bit like we were walking through treacle. Due to the high COVID numbers at the start of the year, school in Queensland was pushed back by 2 weeks. So we had the kids home for an extra couple of weeks. We also had some challenges with Sam in terms of where he was at school. And that led to a change of school for him in about week 3 of the term. So there was a flurry of activity with interviews at the new school and buying new uniforms and then keeping track of 2 different schools in 2 different locations and all of the emails and app notifications that come with that. But, you know, It was a tumultuous start, but he has settled in really well, which is nice. I think at the time, because life felt so chaotic, I then had some random wrist injury that I think came from the chaos that was going on around me at the time, and was unable to like type and write for a week, which was a bit crazy. Anyway, and then there was some significant flooding in Brisbane, and while gratefully our home was safe from the floods, it was obviously a devastating time for our city, but also a large part of Australia. So many families devastated by those floods. So yeah, it was an interesting start to the year, wasn't it? In April of 2022, Ben's dad died really suddenly on Good Friday. And it was a massive moment in our year and in our lives. Peter, Ben's dad, lived by himself out on a farm about an hour from where we live and appeared to have had a heart attack. And we were told by local police when they arrived on our doorstep at 2 a.m., which I have to say was a pretty traumatic way to find out. Never nice to have police arrive on your doorstep, but to deliver that kind of news, but especially at 2 a.m. Ben was Peter's only child, and his parents have been divorced for over 40 years. So Ben really took on all the responsibility of his dad's estate and affairs, as well as having to navigate his own grief. So yeah, that was a very big moment in our year, and very definitely a low point. The death of Ben's dad meant we also ended up inheriting a 40-acre property that he owned, as well as the associated mortgage. And this has definitely added some complication to our lives, in that there's no house on the property, just a shed that has needed a lot of cleaning up. We also have one child who absolutely loves being out on the land, and another who finds his senses assaulted by farm life and really doesn't like going out there at all. So we've spent a lot of weekends with Ben and Sam out on the farm, and Charlie and I back in Brisbane, which isn't ideal. I don't love dividing and conquering when it comes to our family. On the upside, it's been brilliant for Sam and Ben to share that love of the land and to get their hands dirty on projects like fixing tractors and riding dirt bikes. We're hoping that once we're a little bit more settled on the home front in Brisbane, we'll be able to spend more time getting the farm ready so that it's a bit more comfortable for all of us to spend time. Another low point for our year was that we had two attempted break-ins on our place within 3 weeks of each other in the middle of the year, both at pretty much exactly the same time, around 2:05 a.m., of course, when most of us were asleep, and we do think it was the same group of boys doing the rounds in our area. Thankfully, they were scared off both times, the first by Sam, who it was actually school holidays at the time, and he tends to be a little bit nocturnal on school holidays. So he heard, he saw a notification on our come through on his phone from our doorbell camera, and then he called the police. So big shock for him. And then the second time when they came back, Ben heard a noise and got up to find somebody standing at our glass back door with a torch, so, and chased them down the side yard. So thankfully, although it was pretty dramatic, you know, no one was hurt, and so it was all okay. But goodness, it has given my nervous system a really big shake-up. We hadn't had any incidents at all in the 14 years of living in this house, and thankfully haven't had anything since, but it has seriously impacted my ability to sleep soundly overnight for the rest of the year. I do feel like I'm getting back into some better patterns now. Thank goodness, but yeah, that hasn't really been fun. All right, enough of the low points. High points for 2022. 2022 felt like a good parenting year, not in the sense that I thought I was a really great parent, although hopefully we did okay, more so because parenting felt a bit easier last year than it had, especially in comparison to the year before, where it was hard. It was really hard, and learnt a lot. And both of our boys seem to have a really great year in 2022. I don't believe in that old saying that we're only as happy as our unhappiest child, but life definitely feels easier when everyone in the family is in a pretty good headspace. So I was thankful for things feeling a little bit easier on that front last year. We were really proud of Sam for his courage in changing schools, settling into a new environment, and giving things a go. For the boy who always said he wasn't very good at English, he ended up being asked into the honours program for English at his new school. He played rugby in term three, which he really enjoyed, but he really hit his stride when he found rowing in term four. Can't say that it hasn't been an exhausting schedule with multiple 4 a.m. starts across the week from September to March and over most of the Christmas holidays. But honestly, it's been such a beautiful thing to see Sam so engaged with rowing and the community. Charlie also had a great year. He had an incredible year six, which was his final year of primary school. Gosh, I loved seeing how much he bloomed and tried new things and built more confidence across the year. I think he'd spent most of year five in 2021 just finding his feet in his new school. He started 2022 saying he'd only join the music program if he didn't have to go on camp. And by the end of the year, he'd been on two camps. He'd been learning the flute since the beginning of year five, but decided he'd take on a second instrument. So he started learning the violin in the second half of the year. At the start of the year, Charlie set a goal to improve his GPA and get an academic award, which he did. And he also received an award for junior chess champion and a music award too. Sometimes I call him my rainbow unicorn. I love the way that he really sets his mind to something and makes it happen. Of course, we had our challenging parenting moments along the way in the year, but all in all, it felt like we kind of got our groove back in 2022. Another high point was some of the little breaks and getaways that we did in 2022. We didn't get in as many family holidays this year, mainly due to any spare weekends being spent cleaning up the farm. I did have a few little getaways, which was fun. I had two girls' weekends away with two different groups of beautiful friends, a glamping weekend with my extended family up the coast while my sister and her family and my niece were all home briefly from their overseas homes. I had a really fun trip to Melbourne with Charlie for 3 nights. I was going down there for some coaching events and decided on a whim to bring Charlie with me. And it was really fun to spend some time with him just being tourists. And he absolutely loved Melbourne and was like looking up real estate to see where we could move to. I was also able to spend a few nights in Uluru with Ben while he was there on a conference. We'd been before when the boys were really little, so it was really nice to go back and experience it again in a new way, with new eyes. It really is a very magical place. And finally, of course, we had 6 nights in Bali as a family in December, which wasn't quite as relaxing as we'd anticipated, especially given everything that was going on in our lives at the time. But it was a really great adventure together, and I'm so grateful that we got the chance to travel together that last year. It'd been a while since we'd travelled, especially as a family. And the very big highlight at the end of the year was, of course, buying our dream home. While it has made for a pretty intense few months since then in the process of preparing and selling our home, it was definitely a very exciting milestone to secure a contract on the new house. It has all the features we want in a new house, so we're really excited about the next phase of life there with our rapidly growing boys, definitely a bit more teenager friendly. Now, done lowlights, done highlights. What am I proud of? I'm really proud of us for auditing our finances last year. Now, this probably came because, as you may know, we have an IT business that we've been running for about 18 years, and there has been some you know, personal and mixing of personal and business finances over time, as happens when you start a business from a personal level and then it gets a lot bigger. So as part of kind of separating that a little bit more, we did some reviewing of our, you know, our personal finances and what was necessary and what was unnecessarily, and really just got very clear on our numbers. And I have to tell you, that's pretty uncomfortable and clunky a lot of the time for much of the year. But ultimately, it has been what has helped us feel much more confident to buy a new home. That feels really like quite a big step up in terms of investment. So it has felt great to be able to be much more clear on our numbers and feel really solid in those foundations and know what we needed to do to move forward. So I am proud of that. I am proud of us continuing our volunteer work with the Children's Hospital Bereavement Service and to be able to support other families who have lost children. And Ben and I have both done that through the Peer Mentor Program over the past 12 months. So in basically mentoring other bereaved parents. And as well as that, I've been part of the consumer advisory group for the bereavement service and have helped plan the remembrance ceremony. So I am proud of that because I feel like it's a really lovely way for me to continue my connection with Nicholas and his legacy and to be able to support other people that are going through a really, really tough journey. So, yeah. I'm proud of stepping out of my comfort zone and saying yes to a few opportunities to speak over the past 12 months. I ran a workshop on self-care for health professionals for the inaugural Australian Paediatric Palliative Care Conference. I emceed the remembrance ceremony at the Queensland Children's Hospital with my beautiful friend and fellow bereaved mum, Dahlia Shaw. I ran self-care workshops for a few local businesses in Brisbane and a masterclass on time mastery for the certified instructors from an organisation called The Root Cause. I also ran the time mastery masterclass as a paid masterclass last year. And when I think back to saying yes to those opportunities, I think what I marvel at the most is that probably 12 months earlier, you know, there were some of those opportunities, like emceeing the remembrance ceremony, had come up, and the thought of actually doing that made me feel quite sick. So I know that saying yes to stepping outside of my comfort zone has been really good for me, and yeah, so I'm proud of kind of saying yes to those opportunities, even though they felt uncomfortable. But I guess I'm also proud of my growth over the year, that I can see that saying yes to more opportunities has made me grow braver and stronger across the year. So yeah, proud of that. I am proud of going through the process of rebranding and launching Annie Love Coach and the Light Seekers Lounge into the world with a new website. Again, definitely had its uncomfortable moments at times, but the change has also felt really aligned and feels more me, which is really nice. And I am proud of the amazing women I have had the pleasure of coaching this year and the small part that I've played in some of the amazing transformations that they've had. And I cannot wait to have the chance to work with more of you in 2023. Whew. All right, lessons. Better communication with teenagers, definitely high on the list of lessons in 2022. I really think that I did a lot of work to to work out how best, maybe it's not even teenagers, it's just that there has come a point in our lives where, you know, where our children are growing, that we know that we need to communicate with them in a slightly different way. And I think that we really learned those lessons probably in 2021 and started implementing better in 2022. Another lesson is that I know that I am a much better mum, wife, and business owner when I keep my own nervous system grounded, when I get good sleep and I look after myself. So that has been a real focus for me over the last 12 months, is just to remember the things that ground me and to remember to approach all situations with a lens of love. And that has definitely helped me along my year. And probably going back to those speaking opportunities, just I had lots of reminders over the past 12 months that courage happens through action. You know, we aren't automatically bestowed with courage and confidence, but it's in saying yes to those kind of opportunities, saying yes to those small steps of bravery, that we become more courageous and that we become more confident. So it's really important to say yes and to have self-trust and know that we'll work it out. Oh, okay. What am I grateful for? Gosh, so many things. Definitely grateful for the chance for Ben and Sam to connect on the land that Grandpa Pete owned after Ben's dad died last year. It's been really lovely watching that connection. I'm grateful for the process of letting go of our vision to renovate our current house and allowing space to welcome in the opportunity to buy our new dream home. And sometimes that process of letting go comes with really uncomfortable conversations. So yeah, I am grateful that those conversations happened and allowed us to kind of look at things in a different way. I am grateful for another year of coaching and being able to do this work that absolutely lights my soul on fire. I feel so lucky every day. Now, my word of the year in 2022 was presence. I do think I was more present in my life last year. I do think I was also more present to opportunities and courageous steps last year. I think probably a more accurate word may have been intense. It was a bit of an intense year, especially for the first half of the year. I feel like it kind of eased up a little bit towards the end of the year. But I say thank you to 2022 for all the lessons, the highlights, the low points, and the gifts from the year. And I feel like it really is quite, I don't know, it does feel like a new energy, a different energy this year. Just things feel a little bit lighter, which is really lovely. So, goals for 2023. Well, my word of the year for this year, it's funny, I started with abundance, but what I've ended up landing on is the word soar, as in S-O-A-R. And when I think about the word soar, I have this vision of a bird with big expansive wings just floating peacefully in a beautiful blue sky. And what I love about that vision is that I feel like it's time for us to use the foundations of the intensity and the lessons from the past, well, I say a few years, maybe a decade, in order to have a new level of freedom and abundance and to be able to soar. So that's the intention that I'm running with this year. If I go back over my goals from probably the last decade, number one has usually been renovating our house or something like living with ease in our renovated home with a pool. I am very happy to be able to cross that one off the list and very much looking forward to settling into our new home this year. It will be so lovely to be living with more ease and more space without the question of renovations ever present and hanging over our heads. I'd really like to write more this year. I've had a little spark on the back burner to write a grief ebook or workbook to share some of the lessons and strategies that I've found helpful in our past 7 years, almost 7 years of navigating grief. maybe this year will be the year that I get it together and get that happening. But even if I don't, in general, I just like to dedicate more time to writing this year. I actually do really miss that process of writing and sharing blog posts, or even just for my own creative outlet. I think definitely more writing on the agenda. Another goal for me is I am going to finish off my Profit First certification. So I made a decision late in 2022 to take on some more study, and I'm currently just finishing off my certification to become a Profit First professional. You may have read the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. It is a very simple but powerful system that businesses can use to help them get really clear on their numbers and have a more profitable business. I feel like I've been recommending this book to clients to read for years, so it feels pretty amazing to be able to add this tool to my coaching toolkit and help my clients feel more empowered in their finances. And my final goal, I think I'd actually like to get a new car this year. I might need to talk to my CFO about how we make that happen. So to finish up, I'd love to know, what have been your low points and highlights from 2022? What are you proud of? What have you learned? What are you grateful for? Do you usually do a reflection on your year as well, or just prefer to have a clean break and look to the year ahead, looking forward? I'd love to know. Don't forget to come and join us in the Lightseekers Lounge Facebook group. I jump in there live, usually on a Monday, to pull an oracle card and have a little chat about what's been going on and give you some a bit of a preview into what new podcast episodes are coming up. So I'd love to see you in there and continue the conversations. The link will be in the show notes. Oh, well, thank you for coming with me on this little journey down memory lane, thinking through 2022 and starting to have a vision for 2023. It's been so lovely to have you here, and I will see you again next week. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Lightseekers Lounge podcast. I am so grateful to have you here. If you loved the show, it would mean the world to me if you could hit subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. I would love to continue the conversation with you, so come on over and join the Lightseekers Lounge Facebook group, or come say hi to me on Instagram at annielove.coach. Talk to you soon.